Come on, everybody. The bus is leaving.
Up to winter camp. It's going to be great to be up there for 3 whole days.
Yeah, I hope there's lots of snow up there. I brought my best sled so we can really race down the hill.
And I brought my ice skates. Oh, I hope ice skating isn't too difficult. I'm so used to being on wheels.
I'll help you, Colby.
Why, thank you, Lorianne. And I'll help you build a snowman.
We're going to build the biggest snowman you ever saw. So big, it's gonna last till we come back here for summer camp.
No snowman lasts that long, Lorianne.
Well, mine will.
How come Shannon is still reading that book?
Yeah, she's been reading since before we got on the bus.
Hey, Shannon, you're gonna get sick if you keep reading while we're driving.
I don't think she heard you, Andrew.
Hey, Shannon!
Ouch, you hurt my ears.
Just trying to get your attention. You're so into that book. You don't even know what's happening around you.
This happens to be a very good book, John. Shannon, wouldn't you rather spend your time talking to us than reading a book?
No, I really want to finish reading.
Yuck! I hate reading. It's just like being in school.
Oh, books can be very exciting to read, John. Reading can be, well, like going on an adventure.
Yeah, but some books are boring.
Well, I can tell you one book that is not boring, and that's the Bible. You see, even though it may look pretty ordinary from the outside, the Bible is not like any other book. Come look at my monitor and try to figure out each Bible story from the song.
Yeah. shepherd calling just to find that one lost sheep.
The Bible's just a book till you open it up and start to read its pages. Oh, the Bible's just a book till you open it up and find God's treasure inside.
And through those Bible stories, God talks right to your heart.
Stories in that song I've never heard of.
All the more reason to read your Bible, Lori. We're here, everybody.
Yeah! We're here. But Colby, there's no snow here.
And I brought my sled.
I know, kids. I'm disappointed too. But maybe it will snow while we're up here.
I don't know. The sky's pretty blue.
Well, we can still have lots of fun without snow. Come on, let's start unloading the bus.
It was sure nice of the church to let us use the two biggest cabins and the big fellowship hall.
I am so excited about what the Lord is going to do this weekend. All right, now you girls can take the joy cabin, and the boys will be in the faith cabin.
Can I go finish my book, Colby?
That's fine, Shannon, but first we need everyone to help unload the bus. Why don't you take in one big load, then you can go back to your reading.
Okay.
Maybe there's no snow, but it sure is freezing in this fellowship hall. It's going to take a little while before the heater warms this place up.
Well, I don't think they've used the heater since the women's retreat a few weeks ago, Tyler.
Okay, Colby, the bus is all unloaded.
Yeah! There it goes. Bye, Mr. Bus Driver.
Is everyone settled in their cabins?
Yep. Yep.
All right, let's eat.
Yeah, let's start.
That's a good idea. There's nothing like a hot cup of soup and a sandwich to get everybody warm.
Colby,
we've got a problem.
A problem?
We've got no food.
No way.
Wait a minute. Now, I remember seeing food being loaded onto the bus. Didn't you get everything off the bus?
I thought we did.
The bus just left.
And it's not coming back for 3 whole days.
Great. We're gonna starve.
You can't starve in 3 days, John.
I can.
Now, wait a minute. Even if the food did get left on the bus, we can still make the best of it. Do you remember the scripture we learned last week in Sunday school?
Let's see. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and
are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28.
That's right. The Bible says that everything that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and if we are fitting into his plans. That's God's promise.
All things work together.
To those who love.
how not having any food is going to work together for our good.
Well, back in the days of Jesus, they didn't think so either, John. Remember the story of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes?
Yeah, Jesus was teaching a whole crowd of people, and they didn't bring any food either.
That's right, but when he turned their 5 loaves and 2 fishes into enough food to feed 5,000 people, he showed them that he would take care of them.
Yeah, but Colby, at least they had some bread and some fishes. We don't have anything.
Yeah, he's right.
And besides, that was just a Bible story.
Yes, but the Bible is a living book, Andrew. Even though those things happened a long time ago, we can still learn many things from those stories today. You see, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even though we may not always understand why things happen, His plan is still the perfect plan for us. God can speak to us through the scriptures and stories in the Bible today, just as He did thousands of years ago.
What do you mean by that, Colby?
Let's take right now, for example. You're all hungry. Do you remember any stories in the Bible about people being hungry and having nothing to eat?
I know. After the children of Israel left Pharaoh's land and they started wandering in the wilderness.
Yeah. That's a perfect example, Tyler. Remember how they got hungry and there was no food out there?
Yeah, kind of like us right now.
So, what happened?
The Lord gave them manna.
What's manna?
It's kind of like bread, Lori, except it falls from the sky.
Really? You mean like snow?
Well, kind of. And what were the children of Israel learning during this time?
Weren't they learning how to trust in the Lord?
Exactly. They had to learn that the Lord would take care of them. So what can we learn from that story?
That God will take care of us too?
That's right. Remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He always takes care of His children.
Yeah.
I think fishing was a great idea. Don't you, Colby?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I've actually never been fishing before.
This is a great place to sit under a tree and read.
Well, it'd be even better if we actually caught something. But with you guys making so much noise, all the fish probably went over to the other side of the lake.
Maybe you should try some other bait, John. I read in my book once that fish really like these kind of worms. Look, here's one.
Ew, a worm!
I know how to fish, Shannon.
John, you're hurting Shannon's feelings.
Look, I go fishing all the time with my dad, Mindy. I know what I'm doing. I just need to get a little closer to the water.
Be careful, John. It's pretty steep here.
I know, Colby. I know what I'm doing.
Colby, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry too.
Well, why don't you all eat one of those apples? You've picked them. Don't you want to eat them?
Colby, have you tasted those apples? They're so sour, even the birds don't want them.
Oh, dear.
I wish I'd brought my sack lunch.
Yeah, I could really go for a hot dog about now.
My tummy's growling and I'm trying not to think of food. I'm really hoping not to put myself in a bad mood. But everything I see just makes me think of things to eat. I shut my eyes and realize I'm dreaming about meat.
If only I had brought the lunch my mom asked me to pack. I had a tuna sandwich and a candy bar for snack. I left it on the table, now my cat has had a treat. But I'm up here so far away without a thing to eat.
Oh, food, we're hungry for food. No matter what I do, I seem to think of food. My tummy and my brain elected to somehow become connected. Food, we're hungry for food.
Can really help us today, then shouldn't we do what the people in the Bible did?
What do you mean, Mindy?
Well, I mean, here we are complaining about being hungry, just like those children of Israel, but we're not really asking the Lord to help us.
Yeah. Mindy, I think you're finally beginning to understand what I've been trying to show all of you. You see, what good is reading the Bible if we don't allow the Lord to talk to us through His Word, and if we don't use it to help us with our daily lives?
Well, if the Lord provided manna for the children of Israel in the desert, then He'll take care of us too. So, let's pray and ask Him.
Go ahead, Mindy.
Okay. Lord, we thank You for getting us up here to camp safely, and for always taking care of us. Now we pray that You would provide some food for us. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I can't wait for it to snow manna.
Well, Lori, it may not snow manna.
But Colby, that's what happened in the story in the Bible.
Lori, the Lord promises to take care of His children, but He doesn't always do things in the same way. When you pray, it's important to believe that God will answer your prayer, but the answer may come in ways you don't expect. In Psalm 25, verse 4, it says, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. So let's wait on the Lord.
So glad the Lord still talks to us today.
Yeah.
I've got one! You guys, I've got one!
John's got a fish!
Wow, God sure answers fast.
Come on, guys, let's go see.
Hey, it's a big one! It's a big one!
Reel him in, John, come on, faster!
I'm going, John. I'm going as fast as I can! This thing weighs a ton!
Oh, be careful, John. You're getting too close to the... water.
You guys are yelling.
It's freezing in here. Get me out.
How are we going to get him out? It's really steep here.
Yeah, and if any of us reach down to get him, we'll fall in too.
Oh, dear.
I know. I just read about this rescue in my book. We'll make a human chain.
A what?
A human chain. Tyler, you grab onto Andrew. Andrew grabs onto Mindy, then Lori, and then me. Now everybody hold on to each other's wrists, okay? That's right. Now we'll all count to three and then pull. Ready?
Ready!
One, two, three, pull!
Whoa!
got his arm! I've got his arm! Come on, you guys, pull again!
1, 2, 3, pull!
Whoa!
He's out!
Alright, yeah!
You can use my coat, John. Here.
Burr, it's freezing.
Let's get him back to the cabin, everybody. Walk fast and move your arms to keep warm.
After that warm shower.
Wasn't it scary falling in the lake like that?
Yeah, it was so cold, and I didn't even know how you guys were gonna get me out. It was so steep there. Making a human chain was great.
Well, that was Shannon's idea, John. She read about it in her book.
You read that in your book?
Sure, I read lots of useful stuff in books.
Wow, I feel really bad about getting mad at you earlier, Shannon. If it hadn't been for you, I could have drowned. And I shouldn't have made fun of you for liking to read. I'm really sorry.
That's okay, John. But you should try reading more stuff. It's great.
Yeah, I'm gonna start reading my Bible more. Now that I know God can really talk to me through His Word. That's rad.
You were right, Colby. Even though things haven't worked out like we expected, all things really are working together for good. Because if this stuff hadn't happened, we would have never understood how the Bible helps us every day.
Yeah, I never realized the Bible was alive like that. I mean, I didn't know that things that happened in the Bible days could still help us right now.
They sure can, Andrew. And even though you've been hungry for human food, God has been wanting to give you an appetite for spiritual food.
To fill
My Bible. Oh, by the way, Colby, I didn't know where you wanted the food boxes to go, so I put them in the girls' cabin.
The food boxes?
Yeah, I brought them in from the bus when you asked me to help. Do you want me to bring them in now? Colby, why is everybody shouting like that?
Oh, Shannon, you really have been wrapped up in your book, haven't you? Go ahead and get your Bible, and we'll tell you the whole story when you come back. And to those of you boys and girls at home or in your classroom or wherever you are, the Lord would like to talk to you through His Word too. He wants to spend time with you because He loves you. So take some time every day to read your Bibles and let the Lord speak to you. You see, God's plan is always perfect.